At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for what is happening in Butler County. This episode is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for The Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Armstrong Butler Buzz. Hi, today I'm super excited to introduce Kara Havancik with the Prospect Boys and Girls Club. My understanding, Kara, is that you're the secretary.
Yes, I am.
And I know you're busy.
Yes, very busy.
Yeah, and lots of fun things happening in Prospect.
We do have a lot going on right now. It's coming into our busy season.
Right. So let's talk about what does the Prospect Boys and Girls Club or clubs, who do they serve and what capacity?
Absolutely. So the Prospect Boys and Girls Club has been around since 1953. We serve the community of children. We have ages, we have sports for ages 3 all the way up to 18.
Okay.
So soccer is in-house, which we have toddlers to age 8. And then we have travel teams that is 10 to 14.
Okay.
Baseball, we have teams that range from T-ballers, who are 3 and 4 year olds, up to high school, 9th through 12th grade.
And your sports, soccer and baseball, it's for boys and girls, mixed
boys
teams?
Boys and girls, yep, mixed teams. We have mixed teams. We're also introducing a new archery club.
I did see that.
Yeah, that we're just starting. So we're in the process where I would say that we're finalizing things. So hopefully by the fall.
That's when that will start?
Well, we don't have an exact date yet, but we're getting close. We're getting very close with it.
So I'm not familiar. I mean, I know what archery is.
Right.
When is that season?
So typically archery season, I think for hunting is in the fall, but I think they're looking to run educational programs to teach kids all the differences between the different types of bows and how to correctly shoot.
Right.
And then we also have a turkey shoot on Thursday nights for adults, which is like a target shotgun kind of thing.
Okay.
It's not my wheelhouse. I'm
that's
more
all right.
Of the sports
we
side.
Know what we, yes,
yes,
exactly. So you've been involved for 6 years as a coach.
Yes. Yes.
And because you have a child that's involved.
Yes. So I started coaching when my daughter was 4 in T-ball, and I've stayed involved because now my son has transitioned to playing baseball at the 7-8 year old. So my husband and I coach at the 7-8 year old league. My husband's also the president of the baseball part of the club. So I've become more involved on that side in the past year.
So you're there every night.
Yes.
I know this life.
Yes. Every free weekend, every night we are at the baseball fields. We live there.
I know. But you know what? I've been watching everything. I met you and I listened to your presentation.
Yes.
Saw your passion about the changes that you are trying to make there. And that's why we wanted to have you on. So you've been working hard.
Yes.
Meaning your organization.
Yes.
On making improvements to the baseball fields.
Yes, to the baseball fields and to the overall club.
Okay.
So we have 6 baseball fields.
Okay.
And we have 3 soccer fields and a football field. Currently, our football field is not in use, but we're in the process of looking into revamping that, remodeling it, making it kind of like a multi-purpose field. We have a pavilion that our families are able to use. We are in the process of redoing our Pinto field, which is our 7 and 8 year old field. So that's our major project this year. We're redoing the infield, the fencing, the dugouts.
And a concession stand too, right?
We are getting a brand new concession stand, hopefully built next week. It was supposed to be this week, but the rain played. We're pushing it off until the beginning of next week.
Right. Well, so the work that they're doing there is awesome, right? And they need a lot of volunteers, a lot of donations to make this happen. I know one of the local organizations that stepped up to help you, picked your project this year, was Leadership Butler County.
Yes.
How fantastic.
So yeah, that was an awesome experience. So, and it was actually kind of an experience that I saw on Facebook.
Okay.
And we were just taking over baseball and we had all these great ideas, but weren't really sure how to get to the end because we are a nonprofit, we're limited. And I took a whim and threw an application together and put it out there and had to go to present in front of the class of Leadership Butler County, and we were lucky enough to be chosen.
Yeah, so congratulations
on that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And it's nice that that is wonderful that the community is behind this,
yes.
right? And we're like, yeah, you know what? This is the project that we want to pick and volunteer and help, and they've
yes.
been on the field. I mean,
yes.
they're actually doing the labor.
Yeah, they're with us every step of the way. They've been there to rip out the fencing. And when we ripped out the fencing, I'm pretty sure we went through every Pennsylvania season.
Okay.
There was sun, there was rain, there was snow.
Of course.
We took out the dugouts. They were there when we bulldozed and, you know, sledgehammered down the dugouts. And then hopefully they'll be there for the constructing of the concession stand and the rebuilding of the field now. We
right.
demoed, now we're ready to rebuild. So.
And then every year after.
Yes. Yes, volunteers are very helpful.
So you do have an event that they're sponsoring for
yes.
you at PNC Park.
Yes.
The Pirates.
Yep.
What's the date of that event?
So that's in May. It's Memorial Day weekend. So
okay.
it's on Sunday. It is a 1:35 game, I believe.
It is. I think it gets
yes.
the Atlanta Braves.
Yes, Atlanta Braves. So tickets are $38. We're all sitting in section 130, so
okay.
it's a Sunday game. There will be lots of activities for the kids to do on Sundays. The ticket includes a voucher as well as for food or merchandise.
Right, and
so,
proceeds from that will help
yes.
your organization. Now, I do know, and we're almost out of time, follow them on Facebook. Check out
yes.
their website. They have lots of events coming up that you can help support and attend
yes.
and donate.
Lots of community events. We're
Absolutely.
Trying to bring the community back into our organization.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you very much.
Kira, thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you.
Thanks.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.